You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about one of Wisconsin's and the nation's most treasured birds.
People flock to Prairie du Sac in mid-January for the annual Bald Eagle Watching Days. As Christina Leffring tells us, it was an opportunity for people to see our national bird in the wild, one that was dangerously close to extinction.
The frosty winds off the bluffs of the Wisconsin River feel extra biting on this chilly morning in Prairie du Sac. At the Overlook, a small crowd with binoculars and telephoto camera lenses are braving the cold for Bald Eagle Watching Days. Mike and Connie Amig traveled from Marshfield so Connie could see the birds for her birthday.
I absolutely love bald eagles. Yep. I just think they're so majestic. And I wanted to see them in the wild. And when I was growing up, it was very rare to see one. And it's wonderful that there's more and more that you get to see in the wild.
Even people who grew up in areas where eagles nest have noticed them in more areas. Robin Miner of Baraboo says she used to see bald eagles fairly often when she was a student at UW La Crosse decades ago.
That was back when it was more rare to see them. So it's nice to be closer to home and be able to see such a beautiful, magnificent bird.
Their experiences align with what avian biologists have documented for the past 50 years. The bald eagle population in the United States was driven almost to extinction. Due to the work of conservationists and a 1972 DDT ban, the bald eagle population has made an amazing recovery in Wisconsin.
50 years ago, back in 1975, we had 111 pairs. Today, we have nearly 1,700 nesting pairs.
That's Sumner Madison, avian ecologist with the DNR, who was at the Prairie du Sac Overlook for Bald Eagle Watching Days.
It's been probably one of the most satisfying things for me in my career is to come out and interact with the public and to see their appreciation for these birds.
In 2025, DNR officials said they located bald eagle breeding pairs in every county in Wisconsin. While the bald eagle recovery is considered a success story, their population has not fully recovered. Darlene Williams of Janesville had never seen a bald eagle in the wild before today's event.
Well, as that one just went by, it's just like it's magnificent. It just makes you feel good. This is one of my bucket lists, one of my goals, and I'm happy to be able to be here today.
Williams' friend Miner chimes in.
I'm sure there were people who had never seen one, like Darlene, and to see one is, I think it still brings you that kind of joy and excitement and that you're seeing something special.
Miner says she's seen groups like Raptor Education Group, Inc., or Reggie, release eagles that have recovered from injury back into the wild.
That was magnificent because I'm sure there's people who think, why are you spending time and money to rehabilitate a wild animal? But I think they're a special species, and I'm sure there's other species out there, too, that need the same attention. But this one has proven to work.
And there's still more work to do. Marge Gibson is the founder of Reggie. She says there are three main reasons bald eagles are brought to a rehabilitation center. Either they are hit by cars, lead poisoned by lead shot or fishing lures, or poisoned with herbicides, pesticides, and rodent poison in their food.
There are a lot of things we can do better. The public can make changes to make the environment safer.
As attendee Maggie Spott points out, other species like Canadian geese and sandhill cranes were once also on the edge of extinction and are now so ubiquitous that some consider them pests.
That's how it should be. We should be seeing a large number of these animals. It shouldn't get to the point where we have to worry about them going extinct. We have to continue to protect them to prevent something like that from ever happening again.
Bald eagles can be seen in other parts of the contiguous U.S., but it's rare to see several breeding pairs flying, fishing, and nesting in the wild. For now, that's a sight special to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's larger than I thought.
Christina Leffring brought us that story on Bald Eagle Watching Days. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.